From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Candidates around the country spent the last day of the campaign the same way they spent the first day of the campaign, looking for votes. NPR's John Itzte found Wisconsin Senator Russ Feingold doing just that in Madison, Wisconsin today.
Senator Feingold, a Democrat, spent a chunk of his day buttonholing students at the University of Wisconsin, asking for their support.
How you doing? I'm Senator Feingold.
Feingold is in the fight of his political life, trying to hold off Republican Ron Johnson, a Wisconsin businessman, who's benefited from Tea Party support and millions of dollars in out-of-state money. Feingold, who championed campaign finance reform along with John McCain, had very little out-of-state financial support.
I knew, given the fact that we had the control of the presidency and both houses and that the economy was rough, that this would be a tough race, and I've been warning people for a long time.
Johnson has been ahead in the polls, but Feingold says he believes a superior get-out-the-vote campaign will help him prevail. John Itzte, NPR News, Madison, Wisconsin.
The New Hampshire Democratic Party has been having telecommunications problems across the state a day before the midterm elections. Party Executive Director Michael Brunell says local campaign offices in 11 counties are being affected. She says two telephone and internet providers have been looking into the problem. The party also alerted the state attorney general's office as a precaution. A 2002 scheme to disrupt a Democratic state get-out-the-vote effort by jamming telephones led to a lawsuit against Republicans. The case was settled for $135,000. Medical detectives working in Haiti believe the original source of the bacterium that caused the recent cholera epidemic was someplace in South Asia. NPR's Christopher Joyce has more.
The analysis isolated DNA from bacterial samples taken from cholera victims in Haiti. All 13 of those samples were identical, showing that the outbreak in Haiti most probably comes from a single strain. When that strain was compared to strains from around the world, it most closely matched one that originated in South Asia. More studies may be able to pin the source down further, though experts say that's only a possibility. The work was a collaboration between Haitian public health workers and the U.S. government's Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in Atlanta. Rumors have been circulating in Haiti that a contingent of United Nations peacekeepers from Nepal brought the bacterium into the country. UN teams say they've tested those peacekeepers and found no traces of cholera. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.
The San Francisco Giants have won the World Series after beating Texas 3-1 in Game 5. The Giants' Edgar Renteria has been named Most Valuable Player. The Giants won the last crown in 1954, 4 years before they moved out west. This is NPR News. The U.S. military can continue borrowing openly gay troops a while longer. A federal appeals panel has extended its ruling against a lower court ban on the policy. The Obama administration requested the stay pending its appeal of the lower court decision that the law is unconstitutional. It wants the matter decided by lawmakers in Congress instead of the courts. Federal Reserve policymakers will be meeting in Washington this week, and Steve Beckner of Market News International reports that Fed watchers are expecting them to approve more monetary stimulus.
Though the Fed has held short-term interest rates close to zero for nearly 2 years and bought $1.7 trillion worth of bonds to slash long-term rates, unemployment remains near double digits. New figures from the Commerce Department show personal income down and personal spending rising a less than expected 0.2%. Meanwhile, the Fed's favorite price index shows no inflation. Numbers on construction and manufacturing are more encouraging, but it is widely expected the Fed's policymaking Federal Open Market Committee will vote Wednesday to resume quantitative easing, pumping more reserves into the banking system through bond purchases to further cut already low long-term rates. The only question in analysts' minds is how aggressive this easing will be. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
Authorities in Greece suspect political extremists are behind a series of mail bombs addressed to three foreign embassies and French President Nicolas Sarkozy. One parcel exploded and injured a delivery worker. Police detonated explosives found on two suspects they arrested. Authorities say they see no link between the Greek incident and the Yemen-based plot to mail bombs to the U.S. last week. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News, from Washington.